A decade ago, federal property in Oregon was set on fire in protest. Yesterday, an environmental and animal rights activist pleaded guilty to those charges after years on the run. Here's Conrad Wilson with Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Federal prosecutors say Joseph Muhammad Deeby was a member of the Earth Liberation Front and Animal Liberation Front. The U.S. Department of Justice has held those groups responsible for what it describes as acts of domestic terrorism. Prosecutors say Deeby was part of a group known as The Family, which caused more than $45 million in damages in a series of arsons between 1995 and 2001.
No matter the agenda, using violence to advance a social or political cause is a serious crime.
Scott Osvog is Oregon's U.S. attorney. In a recorded statement, he said that Deeby and others damaged government properties and private businesses. Those businesses were targeted because the group thought that they harmed animals or contributed to habitat destruction. Just before he was indicted in 2006, Deeby fled the country, first to Syria, where he had family, and later to Russia. He spent more than a decade as an international fugitive. He worked on large-scale environmental projects, like a biofuels facility and a desalination plant. Deeby was detained by Cuban authorities in August 2018 and arrested by the FBI. At the time, the Justice Department called Deeby, quote, a domestic terrorism suspect. That description wasn't used yesterday when Deeby entered his guilty plea. Again, Osvog.
After many years on the run, Mr. Deeby admitted to his role in these schemes and will finally face justice.
The government called Deeby an extremist and an arsonist, but they did not use the word terrorist. Deeby pleaded guilty to several arson-related charges in California and Oregon. He admitted in California he assisted others who burned a barn at a Bureau of Land Management wild horse facility in 2001. He also admitted to starting a fire in Oregon that destroyed a slaughterhouse in 1997. It was called Cabo West and processed and sold horse meat to Europe. Matt Schindler is Deeby's attorney.
Mr. Deeby was involved with the arson at Cabo West. And so it was important that he take responsibility for that.
A federal judge will sentence Deeby in July. The government has recommended more than 7 years in prison. Deeby is expected to ask for a lighter sentence. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.